there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Great to have you with us. And Jim, we're going to have two terrific guests this week, guys that know Cavs basketball inside and out. Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com is going to pay us a visit, as is Brad Sellers from Cavs Audioverse. He works with Mike Snyder on road games.
Yeah, and we don't want you to miss it. Please don't miss it, because the commentary and the insight is really refreshing and right on point.
Boy, no doubt about it. So we'll take a quick time out when we come back. Joe G will get things started. We'll talk to Joe Gabriel after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Backing down Clarkson, and he went up and just stuffed it on Jordan.
That's what you're supposed to do, Biggin. That's what you're supposed to do.
Garland into the forecourt, back to Allen. Pow! With two hands. Oh, my. DG to the forecourt. DG behind him, Donovan. Wide open three. Bullseye.
That's right. They're playing together. Oh, my goodness. Just think how sweet it'll be by the last 20 games, Tim.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us as we continue on with Cavs HQ. Boy, it has been fun so far this season. Why not? Cavaliers coming off their 122-99 win over Utah last night. Now 21-11 overall, one of only three teams in the NBA with 20 or more wins, and the NBA's best home record at 15-2. It has been a lot of fun so far, not only for yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, and my co-host Jim Jones, but a guy who certainly covers the Cavs just as much, if not more, than Jim and I do. One Joe Gabriel, Joe G, as he's better known from Cavs.com. Joe G, once again, great to have you with us on Cavs HQ.
Guys, great to be here, man.
And as I said, how much fun are we having? I mean, Jim and I get to sit in the Joe Tate perch night in and night out and call those games, but you also get to watch them up close and personal. What has really been the most enjoyable part of this for you?
Well, I mean, they just have, you know, to quote the old Keith Jackson quote, they have so many weapons in there. You don't know. I mean, they can kill you in any number of different ways. And last night, you saw the bench do it. Last night was one of my favorite games because the bench hasn't kind of come alive yet, and I think Ricky Rubio is going to change all that. And I'll talk about that in a second. But watching the bench come alive last night was really fun. You already know the other guys are doing it. But, you know, what did JB called it last night? A phenomenon of Jetty. When Jetty goes nuts, the rest of the team in the arena goes nuts. And that's kind of fun to watch. But it's all been fun. It's all been fun.
You know, Joe G, just want to thank you for spending this time with us. But, you know, there's three parts to this team. It's the backcourt starting tandem, the Twin Towers, and, of course, the bench. And we all, you know, we've been a little concerned about the bench. But think about this. I'd like your thoughts on would Rubio playing with LeVert and Osmond in the backcourt coming off the bench.
Yeah. The analogy I kind of use for Ricky coming back is, say you're driving in a car. You guys are old guys like me. You've driven stick shift before, driven a five-speed. Yeah, you're in fourth gear, and you're moving pretty good. You know, you're cruising along, and, hey, the car's going fast and everything like that. When you hit that fifth gear, all of a sudden you're going just as fast or faster, and you're not working as hard. The car's not working as hard. When Ricky comes back, I think this team is going to hit a completely different gear, a fifth gear. And the bench is going to come alive. Kevin is going to come alive. You saw that last year. Ricky changes a lot of things. And when he comes back, I think the team's going to hit a fifth gear.
Ricky seems to be that classic player that makes everybody around him better because he knows where they want the ball. He finds them. And all of a sudden, they become better basketball players because Ricky knows what makes them tick.
Yeah, and I mean, and on top of all that, he has experience with Donovan. You know what I mean? He knows, you know, it wouldn't take him long to figure out Donovan's sweet spots if he had never played with him. And having experience with him now, all of a sudden, you're going to see, you know, if it's possible for Donovan to hit another gear, you know, that's going to happen. So I just think as good as they've been, they can still get better, which is kind of crazy because considering the record.
You know, when you watch the guard play and you see how courteous, I like to call it, Mitchell and Garland are with each other, now you throw a Ricky Rubio in there when one of them sits down. Now, you know, they can get more what I call scoring threat touches because Rubio is such a great distributor of the basketball. Just to quote you, Tim, you know, is such a great distributor of the ball. But another thing, Joe G., this would have to be maybe the second smartest team I've ever seen in a Cavalier uniform. Our championship team, this team, and then the team that what Doherty played on. But I think this team is a lot smarter.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most underrated things about Donovan Mitchell is what an intelligent ball player he is. And the fact that he can somehow get 40 points and look like he's not dominating the ball. Or, you know, or hogging the ball. You know, he can get 35, 40 points and still get other guys involved. And that's a great point, Jim. They're a smart team. And Darius is obviously, you know, very savvy and he's an intelligent ball player. So you're right, Jim. They're a smart team. And Jarrett's a smart individual just overall. And Evan is a very instinctive, very intelligent ball player too. So they do have that as well.
Again, we're talking with Joe Gabriel, our guest on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. You read and follow Joe G on Cavs.com. His content on Cavs.com is simply terrific. And, Joe, I want to follow up your thoughts about Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, as Jim referred to them earlier, our twin towers in that low block. Let's start with Evan, because as JB says, he always seems to make the winning play, the correct play at the exact right moment. Boy, it's been fun just to watch him blossom from last year to this year and how still he has unbelievable potential. But just talk from what you've seen about the development of Evan Mobley.
Well, I think the only thing left for Evan, I mean, is experience. Obviously, he's going to get more experience. He just played his 100th game as a pro. I think physicality is the only thing that he lacks, and he's plenty physical enough, but I think once he just matures as a man, once he puts on 10, 15 pounds of muscle, puts on a couple pounds in his lower body, once that comes, he's going to be unstoppable, because I think right now he's realizing guys can't stop him. And, you know, now he's putting the ball on the floor a little more. He's hitting that three-pointer, and he looks very natural shooting it and hitting it. So, you know, you keep saying the sky's the limit for Evan. Evan's the golden child of this franchise, in my opinion. I mean, he is, I keep saying it, and I think Jim has agreed. He's a Hall of Fame talent. He really is. I don't know what's going to stop him. I hope nothing, but he's got Hall of Fame potential.
Well, there's no doubt. We're going to take a very quick time out. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Joe G, Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com, nice enough to stop by and pay us a visit on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll have more with Joe after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Karis LeVert. You're listening to Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Well, thank you very much, Vert, as we welcome you back. Indeed, Cavs HQ presented by Betway. And not only Jim and I, but on the other side of the window, our dynamic duo, Cavaliers senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, along with technical director Marty Allen. And great to have with us from Cavs.com, Joe Gabriel. Boy, if you're on Cavs.com, Joe G, with just incredible coverage and content as far as this Cavalier basketball team is concerned. Jim, I'll let you get things rolling with Joe G here in segment two.
Thank you, Tim. I want to talk a little bit about Garland, because from time to time, Joe G, he reminds us how good he is and how good he will be once he acclimates himself with playing with this new style of basketball. This style of play is so definitively, to me, different than the style that they played in the last 2 years. Talk a little bit about Garland.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, you talk about just a smart, savvy, you know, he's got a natural feel for the game. You could see it, Jim. I mean, he feels the game out. You know, I mean, again, he can score. He can, you know, he can do just about anything. And I think he's at his best when he's in the 18 to 22 point range and the 9 to 12 assist range, you know what I mean? But like you said, Jim, he's got to figure out this new team, this new, I guess, system when you add Donovan to the backcourt. I think you're seeing a little less of the, I don't know how you'd say, the alley-oop where he kind of drove into the lane and kind of, I think teams are starting to sag on that a little bit and taking that away a little bit. So I think, to your point, he's just adjusting right now. I think he's in an adjustment period more than any other player on the team as far as Donovan coming in. So great he's doing a great job, but I think he's, more than any other guy, he's having to figure it out.
We started our first segment with Joe running a little montage of highlights there, and one of those was DG and Donovan playing off one another. And, Jim, you made the comment in that highlight, boy, just wait until there's 20 games to go. As of tonight, we're sitting at 50 games to go. But, Jim and Joe G, I want you guys to kind of follow up on that. How much better and where will they get better as far as a backcourt is concerned?
Well, you know, again, you got to kind of factor in Ricky because that is a big part of it. And you also got to think about those three and who's closing games. So once you get to the 15, 20 games left in the season, you got to figure out how to close games because that's what you're going to be doing in the playoffs. So I think you have to think of it as the three of them. And I just think, you know, the one thing that was kind of concerning was that Sacramento game where nobody wanted to make a shot. Nobody could hit a shot. They kind of were looking for Donovan Mitchell. So that kind of concerns me a little bit, but hey, in the playoffs, if you have Donovan Mitchell on top of everything else, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
Jim, sometimes we are so tight with our comments and certainly your color commentary because we get right to that next play. So follow up on what you said last night as far as where they will be another 30, 40 games from now. Go a little deeper into that if you could.
I think what's going to happen is we see glimpses of it quite a bit where they hit streaks where they'll score 6 to 8 to 12 points and you'll look around and you'll say, boy, that's an 8-0 run or a 10-0 run. And
yeah.
I think there's going to be more of that, Joe, because I think it's all predicated on their defense. And the way they're rotating, Joe, I thought last night and the game before that, the way they were rotating with every ball movement, I hadn't seen that from a Cavalier team, not even in the championship year. They were rotating, getting to the shooters, forcing the opposition to make another pass. Now, they might have made the shot, but how many teams in our league are going to make 5-6 passes before they take a shot? But I just think, Joe, I just think it's all about their defense. It really is.
Yeah, when you see them, and you've seen it over the weekend, and specifically last night against Utah, when they turn their defense up, you know, I mean, it's such a cliche anymore in basketball that defense leads to offense, and when you play good defense, it charges you. You know, you've heard that so many times, but it's the absolute truth. The Cavs, when they do it, when they start a run, you know, one of those runs Jim talked about, the 8-0, the 6-0, the 12-0, whatever it is, it always starts on the defensive end. When they turn their defensive pressure up, that's when their offense heats up. It's a cliche, but it's true. And Donovan is an underrated defender. He's a tough dude. He's a tough rebounder, a really tough rebounder. He's an underrated defender. We kind of said, don't worry about it because he scores so much. But the more you see him up close, the more you realize in a system that dude's a tough defender.
Joe, we got a couple of minutes left and three more games on this homestand with Milwaukee on Wednesday, Toronto Friday, and then, of course, Brooklyn comes in here the day after Christmas. When you look at the Buck game and the Brooklyn game on Monday, do those become barometer games?
Ah, man, it's it's kind of early in the season. Like, we all know the season doesn't start till Christmas, but it's almost here. So I guess Monday's the first game of the season. So, but it is early. but yeah, I mean, yeah, I think now it's time to see where are you at? Where are you at this point? You know, the year is about to turn over. Where are you at this point? It's not a full indicator, but both those teams are playing well. They know we're playing well. We're tough at home. We want to show it's no fluke. So they don't mean everything, but they mean a little more than regular season games.
I totally agree. I mean, as you said, they always say, well, the season really starts about Christmas. And, boy, the NBA schedule makers gave Cavalier fans a real Christmas present with Milwaukee here tomorrow and the Nets on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. As always, a lot of fun having you on Cavs HQ, my friend. Jim and I always appreciate you stopping by. Your content on Cavs.com is just outstanding. So I know we'll bump into each other at the arena, but on the radio show, I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Same here, Joe.
Same
here,
Joe,
I'm still stealing your stuff, and I'm not giving you credit for it. So.
I love it, Jim. That's the highest honor you can pay.
Well, again, you can read his stuff. You don't have to steal it from Cavs.com. Joe Gabriel, our guest here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Always fun to have Joe joining us. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. We'll hear from Brad Sellers. He's up next on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This week, as part of the season of giving delivered by UPS, members of the Cleveland Cavaliers team will bring some holiday joy to patients throughout the city during the Cavaliers' annual hospital visit. The team will visit their tiniest fans at Cleveland Clinic main campus pediatric and oncology units, where each participant will receive a gift from the Cavaliers and have the time to chat with a few of the players. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
Conley gave it at the foul line to Horton Tucker. He'll drive down the lane, put it up, no. Rebound Osmond. Here come the Cavs. 14-point lead with the ball. Osmond shoots it left side, Love. Three ball. Perfect. Perfect pass. Perfect shot. Perfect execution. Cavs by 17. Put it up off the glass. No, Allen there to follow. Pow!
It almost looked like a pass by Donovan Mitchell. It really did.
Back comes Garland, streaks to the forecourt, stops at the foul line, and hits the jumper.
I like it. You know what he's doing. He's finding his spots. You know what I'm saying, Tim?
102-82. Osmond, left wing, three. He's got number four here in quarter number four. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn, along with Jim Jones. Again, great job by the guys on the other side of the window. Senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen. Those highlights from the Cavaliers' big win over Utah last night, 122-99. Cavaliers now 21-11 on the year. And again, the best home record in the NBA at 15-2 at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And a guy who follows the Cavs just as closely as Jim Jones and yours truly is Brad Sellers, the mayor. Of course, you hear Brad halftime and postgame when the Cavaliers are on the road. So you'll hear Brad next week when we go out to Indiana and take on Chicago to close out 2022. But a few more home games between now and then, so we thought we'd get Brad on to talk about this season so far and what he has seen from this Cavalier basketball team. Brad, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Well, you know I like being with you, Tim and Jim, and I love talking Cavaliers. Any chance we get a chance?
Well, there are three teams in the NBA that have 20 or more wins, one of those being the Cavaliers, and you two are the basketball gurus. I just call the action, but Brad, from your perspective, how have they done this? What has been the recipe for success?
I think the recipe for success has strictly been this. They've been just getting after people, right? Their resiliency is one thing that stands out to me, Tim. You know, cases, games when they've been down, I was thinking that we're going down in the fourth quarter, it's not looking good. They found a way to ignite themselves down the stretch, and they've done it collectively together with a defensive effort. And then I think the cherry on the top is really that you've got a guy like Donovan Mitchell that can be a closer for you. And that has proved very, very effective for the Cavaliers.
Brad, are you surprised that they're playing this well so consistently?
No, Jimmy, to be honest with you, I'm not, right? Because I like what they did last year, right? I like the way we played, but they were missing that one piece. And the one piece was just a go-to guy down the stretch that you could depend on to be able to weather the storm. Not that the other young players we had, Mobley and Garland, weren't going to get there, but I need something now at this moment. Jimmy, I can't build a starter house. I got to go with one that's already sitting in the suburbs somewhere. So I wouldn't found one. He was in Utah. Right, yeah. We plugged that young player into this mix, and then when we did that, it really should elevate, and it has elevated the others, right, because it's taken that load off of them, and if they just learn from the circumstances that they're in, this is only going to get better. The other day, I'm watching this team, and I'm saying, man, this team is light years better than last year, just because we added the correct piece.
Well, I want to follow up on that, Brad, because obviously Donovan is the type of guy, he makes everybody around him better as far as basketball play is concerned. But how does a guy like Donovan Mitchell also accelerate maturity?
I think one thing you see, Tim, if you cut to him during the timeout, he's always in somebody's ear, right? And he's, even in the game he wasn't playing, he's talking to Garland on the sideline. He's leaving the bench. So now, you know, veterans, Jimmy. They'll sit on down. They won't get up, right?
Right.
They won't get up. He walked up the sideline like, look, you come over here to me.
Right. You're
let me,
right.
Let me tell you what I see here. And not in a mean or rude way, but look, let me tell you what I see. My experience shows this to you. I want you to take this into consideration. Now, you do what you do, but this is what I see from the sideline. I think that has been something that looks to be very appreciated by the players.
You know, it looks like Coach JB has three things to work from, Brad. He's got that great dynamic young backcourt tandem, you know, the two kids, Garland and, of course, Mitchell. But he also has the Twin Towers who are defending. We're talking about Evan Mobley and, of course, Jared Allen. But the key that I think is going to be how LeVert, the return of Rubio, and then Osmond, who seems to pick up some slack, and then Love probably can't wait till Rubio comes back. Talk a little bit about that third feature.
Well, I think that the third group is very important to where we're going, because we got to have some consistency out of it. Now, there was a stretch where LeVert was down a bit, but he's come back over the last week and a half strong, playing very well. When he does that, that helps us. And I think that you can't win any games in this league, Jimmy, if you're not have a defensive presence. So having a guy like Mobley and Jarrett at the top of the ticket, challenging things, playing big underneath. And you know what I like, Jimmy, about those two? I love the way they finish around that rim, Jim.
Yeah.
Ain't no weak stuff coming up in here. They're going to try to finish it on you, right? I was like, right. And I'm surprised the way Mobley gets up so quick. I'm like, oh my, you're not going to have a chance to block this. You're not.
That's right.
But I think the fact that they lead the front court, allows the back court to be a little bit more aggressive out there because you got two guys in the back end of it that can clean it up for you.
Again, we're talking with Brad Sellers, the mayor, joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Of course, you hear Brad right here on the Cavaliers Audioverse when the Cavs are on the road. He joins Mike Snyder at halftime and during the post game. And, Brad, I want to keep the conversation going a little bit about the maturation and the development of Evan Mobley. You were a guy that played in the front court. Talk about how long it just takes to get comfortable and really get into the flow of NBA basketball coming out of college and how quickly he's been able to adapt.
Well, he's done a great job, and I would just tell you that it takes – there's some years here. Some a little bit sooner, but it takes some years to really get it honed in. I'll just say this. I remind people this all the time. I think Mike and I were talking on our show. This kid should still be in college. That's where he should be. To really be in college and to see what he's doing on this level going into his second season, it's unbelievable, the development between last year and this year. Now, he's still got pieces to put together in his game, but that's going to come with time. That's going to come with repetition. That's going to come with skill development. But the pieces and the bones of what's necessary are embedded in this young man, and you can see it. And then he has to, I don't know if it comes across always to the public. He just has a knack to be in the right place at the right time, right? And it's not like you have to learn him up. He understands the game, so, you know, you got to go back to his father, bringing up both the boys, they understand how to play the game. So we don't have to go to the IQ class here. He's already leap bounds ahead of people.
Hey, Brad, you know, let's talk a little bit about JB and the way he's developed this team. And when he and Kobe first sat down a few years ago when JB got the job, remember they talked a lot about the culture. But these kids have all bought in. Are you surprised that JB has gone this far and things have happened this quickly for him?
No, JB? Are you kidding me? You mean Little Bernie? Hey, Little Bernie. That's when I sit there and watch it, I'm like, this is Little Bernie, because you know I played for Bernie.
Yeah,
Little Bernie.
Okay.
So,
okay.
His father was no nonsense. His father was all about the collective. And his father was about, I'm going to give you enough bandwidth to hang yourself, right? And UFC, this is what I like. I can appreciate people like that, Jim, because you know what? At least I know where I am, right?
Yes.
I know, and it's on me to get it done. And I will tell you, he has, on occasion, people are not delivering what the goods that they're capable of delivering. He has taken them and said, you know what? You go over there and sit down. You sit down. And then you watch for a couple games, and then maybe you'll understand what I'm saying to you. And you have seen people respond to that. And he gives enough people around him. He tells them what he wants. You listen to him. It's not sugar-coated. It's like, okay, here's the story. This is what we need to do. And I think that this young team likes that type of leadership. It has been responsive to that type of leadership because we just have those solid type of people. We don't have any guys that are just like hanging on the edge or hanging from the edge. Right? These are guys that want to win. They understand what's capable because look at their collegiate programs where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they weren't the blue blood. None of these were the blue blood. These were always, they were all, except for.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for.
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
UCLA didn't move no more. They regular. So you think about the core nucleus of this team.
Yeah.
They're all like-minded people. And that's why I think they're responsive to good coaching.
Well, that's a great, great point. And again, he always has great insights. Brad Sellers.
Yes, he does.
Joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We're going to get more great insights with Brad. But first, this time out on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
You're experiencing Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
I feel like I should have a Christmas cardigan sweater on with my pipe next to the fireplace with that music. Marty Allen on the other side of the window, along with Kurt McLaughlin, as we welcome you back. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Yours truly, Tim Alcorn, along with Jim Jones. And again, having a great conversation with Brad Sellers. Brad, of course, part of our Audioverse family. As you hear Brad when the Cavaliers are on the road, he joins Mike Snyder at halftime and postgame. And guys, last night I was with another former NBA basketball player, a former Cavalier, Brad Doherty. We had a chance to talk to some of the Cavaliers season ticket holders here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And Brad remarked that this team reminds him of that Coliseum era with Brad and Harper and Nance and Elo and so forth, where it was a young team and then you added a big piece. I mentioned Larry Nance. Whether it's that team or another team that you can think of, does this group, this current group of Cavs, remind you of a team that you could literally watch mature and blossom right before your eyes?
Well, I can tell you this, that it is very similar to that team that was run out of Richfield Coliseum. And I just thought about it as you were saying it, Tim, right? They were all young. I forgot how young we were, right?
Oh.
Obviously, Brad and I got drafted the same year out of the 86 drafts. And it was, and Ron, too. And so it was a very young Bryce. I forgot about Bryce. A lot of us came out of there. And it was a very young era, right? A young team. And then they added the piece, two pieces they added. One was, Phil was already on the team. So that was Phil Hubbard was already on the team. And then they added Nance. And the last one, the critical piece of that group was Mike Sanders.
Yes.
Right? And so when they added those pieces, with the young pieces, that thing took off. It took off. So if you think about how the Cavs are structured now, you got Kevin Love, Rubio, right? Lopez to a degree. You get veteran leadership who just, they become counsel. They're like, they just give good counsel to the players, to the other players. And you watch the young people do what they do because they got more young, more youth and more energy than any 30-plus year old going to have. Except, I guess, if you're LeBron, right? So you got to figure out that the trajectory for this team is probably very similar to that late 80s team.
Great stuff, Brad. Really, you're all over it. One other point, Brad. Now, you're going somewhere, and where are you going, And what are the circumstances? Because it sounds like you're driving that beautiful F-150. Talk
yeah,
a little bit about
that.
F-150s.
I'm on my way. Jimmy, as you know, my third oldest daughter plays Division I basketball for Purdue Fort Wayne in the Horizon League. My youngest plays guard at the University of Maryland. She's a sophomore at the University of Maryland. And I'm on my way to Fort Wayne because the University of Maryland has scheduled a game against Purdue Fort Wayne, and typically a Big Ten team playing a Horizon League school, they're probably playing at the Big Ten school because the Big Ten school doesn't want to leave. Yes. No, Coach Freeze said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to take this show over to Fort Wayne because we're going to not just we're going to see the Celtics girls play against one another, but we're not going to do more than that. We're going to help Purdue Fort Wayne and women's basketball. We're going to help this coach get out here and use this as a recruiting tool to get better players for that program. So that, this is where we're going.
Huge.
So we're all headed up there tonight, and then we're all going to meet up and have dinner tonight. So all of my family is headed this way from various parts of the country. And we are looking forward to seeing the two youngest who are, you should call AC Deucey because they used to sleep in a room together that tighter than thieves. Right? This is the first. This is the first time they will ever have teed up against one another besides a practice. So we're looking forward to it. I've got a couple pieces of each school. So when I sit at the game tomorrow with a stone face, they can never turn back and say, "Who was you cheering for?" Nobody.
That is just awesome. In all seriousness, Brad, I can't imagine the amount of pride that you already have, but the amount of pride that you'll be sitting there with watching your two girls play tomorrow night. That's just going to be an incredible feeling.
I'd like to add one other thing, Bradley, because I've known you since you were in junior high school. I know mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to say we're judged by the fruit that we bring forth. And your family, the quality, the character, it exemplifies everything I know about you.
Well, Jimmy, I appreciate it because, I mean, I was blessed enough to get Tula to jump under you guys, right? You guys showed me the way, and I've tried to stay consistent to that, right? And so the one thing you know about me, I never deviate. I just stay on the line, right?
Yep,
I don't
you do.
Try to do I don't try to be more than I am. I just, and I'm not looking to get over on people. I just, not who I am, right? And so I try to pass that on to our kids, and we see it. We see it coming out. I got one that's in law school at DePaul. And so it's coming full circle here. And so today is a testament to their mom and I's work in trying to raise four girls in this different, ever-changing world, I would say.
Yep.
And just to see them blossom into the people that they're becoming, right? It is becoming eerily strange because I'm like, man, they really were listening, right? So as you see it and you say, oh, my, you know you've done work because you always want your kids to be better off than you did.
That's
become
right.
Better people. So my youngest is always about, the one at Maryland is always about, Daddy, we got to go to the food bank. We got to help feed some people. We got to do some things.
I love it.
Right? So,
yes.
So, it's, you know, I like that. And I give Coach Brenda Freeze credit because Maryland is ranked number 15 now. They hadn't lost a game or two that they shouldn't have lost. They'd be a top nine team in the country. And take that show on the road to a smaller gymnasium. You know, Jimmy, people are always scared about getting popped by somebody. So you're like, we're going
exactly.
over here just because it's the right thing to do. And it speaks to character, right?
Yes.
Because in this world of collegiate sports, sometimes people lose their way and they lose character along the way.
So how many tickets, Brad? How many sellers' tickets are being utilized tomorrow?
listen, it's a ton, right? So between the two girls, Cheyenne's hitting up all the Maryland team, and then Shay's hitting up all the Indiana folk. But, you know, since Maryland's come in, everybody wants to come to this game. So, like, they got it scared away, though. I wasn't worried about getting in.
There you go. So, hey, before we wrap things up with you, my friend, 50 more games. There's still a lot of basketball to be played for this Cavalier team. What do you foresee as this team develops and continues to grow in the next 50 games?
Well, I see continuing dedication to development of young players. I also see this. I'm not a foolish enough to believe that you don't stand pat where you are. You got to be on this market seeing if there's another piece out there that can make you better, right? Because before, it's one thing if you're up and coming, right? We knocking on the door. We in rare air over here, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to build upon that. You have to find out if there's other things that you can do or incorporate into your team that could make you better. Whether they materialize or not, you don't know. But you got to stay in the game here because you got to figure that the competition around you is not going to stand pat. They see a young Cavalier team coming, right? How many are going to be able to deal with Jared and Evan Mobley down low and Donovan Mitchell going off at the top and Garland filling in behind them? Not many, right?
So, that's right.
So they've got to get better. And so sometimes, Jimmy, you have to beat somebody to the punch on somebody else.
You're not going to have him.
I'm going to get him, right?
Yeah.
Just to keep you from getting them.
Ask the Knicks. Ask the Knicks about that.
Yeah, in this business, Tim, you snooze, you lose. That's right. The Knicks will sleep at the wheel and still kicking themselves.
There you go. Well, again, Brad, we cannot thank you enough. We know you're busy. What a just awesome night you're going to have tomorrow night. So be safe in your travels to Indiana, and we'll talk to you next week when the Cavs indeed hit the road and you're on the Cavaliers Audioverse. So have a very Merry Christmas, and we really appreciate you stopping by.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, Brad.
Great stuff, as
usual. Happy holidays
to
you two both.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey, you know how we do it. See you guys.
That's right.
That's Brad Sellers, and of course, you hear him on the Cavaliers Audioverse when the Cavs are on the road, when he joins Mike Snyder for halftime and postgame when the Cavs aren't at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We'll take a timeout, and we'll put the finishing touches on this week's show following this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Boy, that was great, great Cavs conversation. As we were joined by Joe Gabriel, great big thank you to Joe G. Again, follow his stuff on Cavs.com. It's terrific. And then, of course, the Bear, Brad Sellers, as he joined us to talk some Cavs basketball and college basketball as well. How cool is that? His two daughters playing against each other tomorrow night. Brad and the whole Sellers family will be there. Hey, thanks to the two guys on the other side of the window, Kurt McLaughlin, Marty Allen, Jim Jones, thanks to you. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We'll be back with you again tomorrow night, Cavs and Bucks at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tip-off at 7, Huntington Tip-off Show at 6:30 on the Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thanks for listening, and so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.